Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome in
when you hear the noise of the Tropical Boys. We'll be coming down the road.
Very special guest, Mr. Barry
Burren.
Past 12 mornings, 12 nights, the boys have done some effort at.
Unbelievable, fair play. He's no drink as well, Slaney.
No, I've not touched one drop.
And you've been doing extra stuff after the shows
after
as
I've
well.
I've been very busy.
Taking even more of your
energy. Many hours up, Simon. A lot of hours, isn't it, big man?
Heart rate's been through the roof, isn't it?
It certainly is, Mars, I know. So,
your arse went through the roof. I can't think how that would work.
But I just got a Uber in there, right? And they played Loch Lomond and Uber coming here.
Oh, you.
They put it up full blast.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Sing it, lassie!
I'll be in Scotland before you. Well, me and my trailer will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Worst Scotland flag I've ever seen. What the fuck is that?
Yesterday I was like to the guy in the shop, I was like, I need a big flag for my entrance tonight.
He looks as if he's got that for the shortbread, didn't he?
The shortbread
and gets a free flag.
12 quid.
Take it back. Name the shop.
It's a shambles, isn't it?
By the way, we also need to say, open goal, we're doing everything for Scotland just now. There was a bit of rain yesterday, so they used one of Kev's old top to keep Hampden covered.
Brilliant. Whatever makes it work for the boys, isn't
it?
Baz, Grosvenor Sport, talk to me.
Grosvenor Sport.
What a company, isn't it?
You're talking
amazing, mate.
You're talking about here.
You bet on the golf and that, it's always Grosvenor Sport you use, isn't it?
Aye, Grosvenor Sport. Aye, I've got a wee one after them at the weekend, so fair play to them.
You got the app in that?
Aye, aye.
Amazing. When you bet £10 on a home nation, mate, you get £30 in free bets. I mean, that's the offer of the Euros, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Can you quite believe how good that offer is?
Well, if I was only to bet in the football, I'd be all over it. But
good man, Barry. Right, so how are you, mate? You good?
Good, mate. Good, aye. Just enjoying the weather up in Scotland. Looking forward to the game tonight, so can't wait. Everybody's buzzing, obviously, aren't they? So
what have you been doing, playing a bit of golf?
Came up on Sunday, done the Radio Scotland show yesterday.
Didn't I mention any of their shows on this show?
They were terrible, to be fair.
Good man, yes, man!
No, like this, so I just played a bit of golf yesterday and coming back here tonight to see the boys in full four, hopefully.
Are you coming up the stage?
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
Are you coming on the stage?
Well, I don't know. I've got a table, so.
Are you coming? You can just come up to the stage for a bit and then shoot back to your table.
I'll either be on top of the table or top of the stage.
Or on top of him.
On top of
him. On top of his man. No, in fact, you'll need to push me off that first.
Badger, what's it, mate? Biggest game in Wicklow.
Am I doing it?
I think we're going to do
come
it.
Come on!
Wait, 23 years, isn't it? 23 years in waiting.
Shout freedom.
No, it's like, come on. Spot.
Go ahead.
Nah,
I'm not
like William
Wallace. No, I'll take
the head when I get
myself
caught.
But I'm
going
to take 23 years, I'm going to do it tonight. So I can do it in this. What is it, 10 years away? Isn't it? 10 years away until
we get
the biggest game.
Yes.
I think we'll do it.
Yes,
because,
Barry.
We've had failure for so long, so I just think. I think this is one of the, well, since I've been living, it's probably the best Scotland team I've seen.
I would agree.
I think
that.
So, because they're young. A lot of them are playing the Premier League. When you ever seen Scotland teams with, like, Man U, Arsenal, Liverpool, People have won Champions Leagues and everything. You never really see it. So I think this has been the best team, and I just think the Croats have had their time now. I think they're getting a bit old. Yeah. And
you think they're a bit, I think the Scotland team's honestly better than Bertie Vokes' team, eh?
Bertie Vokes' team?
He's at it. No any better than Craig Levein's team when you had your debut.
No, that was...
Are these two being in the squad together?
How was he?
Be honest, Baz. You weren't getting a set off him, weren't you?
He was perfect for me.
Just in the corner?
In the corner, big man. Nobody's coming through the back of him, so I love strikers.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Aye,
man,
you're on
training and that.
Nah. But did you not say he was putting his arse into the defender a wee bit too much?
He was away from you, he kept chasing
him. He said he liked that.
Put him back on the pitch.
That's what I was thinking. I come in this morning with Si and I was like, I'm pretty sure I was in a Scotland squad. And I was thinking, I'm 40, that wee guy's nowhere near my age. And then obviously I did a wee bit of Googling. I was like, his debut was a Faroe Islands, so I remember. It was Aberdeen.
Aye, yeah, but it was up at Pittodrie.
How was he, Kev?
He was obviously young. I think after that, I'm pretty sure after that night, Craig Levein said he was the future of Scotland. Obviously, we know that was shite because Craig Levein's no longer...
Tells you why he's not a job anymore, that.
No, obviously, he was young then. See, what would have been then? That would have been, what, 19? 2010, 19?
I think it was
19. So, small, tricky... Probably about like
technician
probably, aye, and that's what we didn't have then. We had just a group of aging players that were. I think Good Willie made his debut that night as well. So there was a lot of kids that were potentially. But I think we you got 27 caps or something.
27, I think I finished on aye.
Aye, so that's decent.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I remember him as a kid. We go remember the Hong Kong tournament. I never used to go because my uncle's on AstroTurf. But boys used to come by and see kid for Villa. Bannon's fucking unbelievable. But you got fit. Because Gowser used to chase you through the scheme,
I remember a night out in Hong Kong and Gowser was there. Oh my God. I think he was getting released for Celtic that summer. And is it Willie McStay? Was in the barways. And I've got drinking with Gowser and he's getting steaming. He's been up to Willie McStay's at what chess. But Ernst started sorting Willie McStay. Oh man, tell him, Baz, oh man, I'll get the contract. I'm the best player here. And I'm like, oh no. Willie McStay's like, I know, Paul, it tried to be really calm in that. Gowser was on one. I was like, oh my God. That's the first time I'd really seen him in a night out, and I thought, that's the last time I want to see you ever.
He's going to come on a podcast.
Ah, legend.
Maybe with Cammy Kerr, we're trying to fix it.
And then he'll tell the next part of the Hong Kong story.
See, to be honest,
I'll tell you that, mate. See, because that was a bad night for Gowser, wasn't it?
At the Hong Kong tournaments, I used to look at him and think, oh my God, he's unreal. He was brilliant for Celtic.
Yeah.
When we played in them tournaments, I know it was 7-a-side or that, but he was brilliant.
Yeah. Proper scheme player, guys, aren't he?
Mate, at the time,
yourself, mate,
mate, at the time, he should, like, when I went in, him and James, they were like flying. He should have played, mate, for Celtic then.
But, listen, you can never get on the big stage with a haircut like that, mate.
No, I don't deserve it.
You
don't deserve it. Don't shave it live.
It's like spider on the front of your head,
isn't it? I think we shave it
live
when he comes on.
Shave it live. But we forgot to say it's day 12, so it's Craigie Gordon Day. So in tribute to him, it's only a game show, you better believe it's right. We're gonna be snookering you tonight, big boy. It's a great chance to tell a story. Were you part of the squad?
When he...
played Marsh at snooker?
No.
On the PlayStation?
When was it?
Paul Slane's got the story at a
tee. I know, it was the one where...
I would have probably been in it.
He was batting the snooker game, wasn't he?
I had to say the word to Marshy the full week.
And he speak to Marshy the whole week. Have you heard this one? And he's playing the snooker. Because how you tell it?
So the last day, Marshy was just going out for a coffee and got Craig Gordon and didn't fancy a game on snooker on the PlayStation. First time he spoke to him, Marshy was like, fuck it, why not? Come on. So says Marshy says, sat down. Craig Gordon goes, right, you break. Marshy breaks off on the computer. Balls scatter everywhere. Craig Gordon goes right through, does a 147. Marsh didn't even get a shot. Only time he spoke to him through halfway through, it was a red and he looked at Marsh and he went like, check that goes. Unreal, that, isn't it? But big news came through yesterday, Billy Gilmore, big blow for Scotland. Billy Gilmore tested positive. How big a blow is that after his performance? And is it the biggest blow you've had this
tournament? Certainly not the biggest blow I've received. No, listen, it was... No, it was this.
That was 8 years ago, wasn't it?
No, I keep saying, you stole all that vulgarity.
Stuff like that, what, sorry?
Vulgarities.
Vulgarity. That is well done, vulgarity.
No, listen, as I said last night on the stage, Simon, and all the crowd, I said, listen, Scotland is a nation, we always get setbacks, didn't we? But I think it's the only country in the world that comes back stronger than ever for setbacks, didn't we? Like, our whole life.
Okay, so Giza, can you please give us an example of this?
bring Longshank, can you sort it?
See, even like with our own Paul Slane,
his
antics in Amsterdam.
Oh, he came back for that. Look at him now,
mate. Yeah. He's a national hero.
That's a good point.
That's true.
So you're saying that, talking about the football team, when did we get to sit back and come back?
Something inside, but the way the country goes.
He's a dick, isn't he?
No, but seriously, listen, when we heard it yesterday, we were live real hard, weren't we?
Yeah.
And when it came through, you genuinely...
You started crying, that was strange.
Aye, my heart sank, because you just thought, like, he was Tierney coming in as well, but with Gilmore coming in, it almost changes the whole way you play.
Yeah.
And it fits into this level with him playing, but the one thing about Scotland and Basel, Scotland's strongest partner is our midfield.
Yeah.
I don't think we've got somebody as good as him, but listen, I think we've got legs in there, and I think that's what we need to use for Croatia. Listen, we still need to be good in the ball, but I think if there's one position in there, we can get through it as the midfield.
So what we're doing then, we put McTominay back in the middle, Henry at the back, or bringing Armstrong in? Baz, what are you thinking?
I think no matter what you do, it's probably, it's going to be a different type of player, because you've not got a Billy Gilmore player in there.
No.
And I just think, when I heard it yesterday, I feared the worst as well, because I think he's fearless.
Yeah.
See, when you're that age, I remember, I don't know, Fuse Day as well, probably coming through, but for me, you've got that fearlessness when you're that age, and you just want to go out and show everybody what you've got. Whereas the older you get, you probably lose
start
that a wee
worry
bit.
About certain
start
things,
to worry,
yeah.
And
the thing is,
things change.
The performance against England, his guarelessness would have been through the roof for the more at the night. I mean, he would have been swaggering about there even more than he did so against England. But if there's a reason to try and get through, then I think, was he 10 days isolated? So I don't even think he'll even make Sunday if we were to win today.
It's all right, don't you? We'll play the next one.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
He doesn't get back to the semis.
He doesn't get back to
his. Put it in.
Aye. So I just think, like you said, midfield, we're strong in the midfield department, so we have got options. It's not
so you put it in, Kev?
I don't know, I haven't decided yet, but I like the idea of McTominay going into midfield, because I think he's due a big performance in there, and he's capable of a big performance in there. I think they've got enough cover at the back to maybe put in Henry or Cooper.
Yeah.
Or we could go the other way. I love Stuart Armstrong. I think he's great in the ball, and he's... But whoever goes into the midfield, they don't need to be as good as Billy Gilmore, but what they need to do, they need to be as brave as Billy Gilmore. They need to get on the ball. They need to want it. They need to dictate the game, because I think with the confidence of Billy Gilmore, when we were going from side to side, it kept getting into him, and he was pivoting round the corners and stuff. He had that confidence to do it. We need somebody to do that. Somebody that's not going to come in and be cautious, because we can't be cautious. We need to go and win the game. We need to create chances.
Paul, you go with that?
I think so.
I'm going McTominay in there 100%. I like Armstrong as a player, but he's not the type that you need for that certain position.
So
next to McGregor.
You put McTominay, McGinn and...
McGregor.
That's a good...
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. By the way...
I think you need we need goals, don't we? So I would put like a goal-scoring midfielder, like an Armstrong.
And what would you just have McGregor sitting back on his own?
Probably, aye, because I think... I like the fact that Sonny's saying about legs around Modric and people like that, but... Like Big Kev said, we need to win the game, so I think we need to put a goal scoring midfielder in there, because we've not scored any goals yet. So I think we've just got to go for it. It's our last chance, isn't it? So if we know if we go and win the game tonight, we're through. So
I can see Big Grant. I've seen Big Grant coming up for a corner, boom. And he sprints off.
If he headers him, there's a good chance he'll burst the ball.
He'll burst the ball.
Aye, head man. Brilliant, and I'd love to stroke it.
And then John Souter, it could be brothers, isn't it?
We've just got to ride the storm early. You know what it's like, Paul?
I love that.
How do you deal? See, once the storm's over, how do you settle yourself down a wee bit?
Deflated, didn't you?
Okay, aye. Right, so if we can just set, like, because obviously all night we didn't start great, and England had a right couple of good chances early doors, and then once we settled down, we took control of the game, I thought. So we need to do that early. And I think because of the performance of Billy Gilmore all night, it kind of overshadowed how good Callum McGregor actually was. Because he's an unbelievable. He had like an, I think it was like 94% succession with pass rate. So it showed that he kept the ball very well. So he probably needs to step up tonight and be that Billy Gilmore type guy by getting it, lending it, moving it.
By the boys.
Take the game by the boys. You know the boys, Paul.
Yeah. I don't think you can go gung ho, but
no.
You have to be sensible with it.
That'd be stupid, wouldn't it, Paul?
Be very, very stupid. Listen, I think we maybe underestimate some.
They're still a good team.
Very good side, do you know what I mean? So, but I think over the 90 minutes, the 11 Bravehearts will do it.
Right, so come on then, you done it last time and I think you inspired them. Have you got a wee speech for the boys? Baz, if you're in that dressing room, you've got the suit on, the wee V-neck jumper, you've been given the manager's job for a one game temp charge, what you say to the boys?
you need a Braveheart speech, I think.
Are you, mate?
I'm just playing the Braveheart.
We heard up here the first day.
Soundtrack, just put the soundtrack on.
Lights. Are you?
The swords out and everything, straight out into
your sword. Your sword?
I never got a sword.
Wait, so we played the Braveheart speech before the England game. The crowd in here, it was electric, wasn't it?
Just the most emotional.
Play it in here?
Played it in here, mate.
I'll get that on the night again.
Mate, put it on there.
I've got something else for you tonight.
Have you?
Anyone that's coming along tonight, iconic Scottish stuff, I think, that you'll love it.
Aye.
We watched the video last night, it was good, wasn't it?
Very amazing. Good.
The hairs on the boys are standing on end. Come on, Kev, have you got any, so what are you saying to the boys tonight? I like your one, there's 5 million, you're 111. Have you got anything else close to that?
It's very, very difficult. What I would say is that the other night was a passionate performance because of, what you used to say, passionate performance because it was England. But see, this time, this is to make history. We've never qualified for the second round of a major competition ever.
Address everyone. Don't
see the night? It's the night that these 11 guys go down in history. And we get to party for fucking 10 days till Sunday. Well, 5 days to Sunday.
Keep going.
But that's really about it.
No, keep going. Something else, just the last wee bit before we go. We need one more. That was brilliant. It's like 2 minutes before and we're just getting... Is the bell's just wrong last thing? What are you saying?
Sons of Open Goal.
What? Sons of Open Goal?
Sons of Open Goal.
Can we give you something, Kevin?
No, I can't.
Oh, wow.
I've not got anything. But my point is...
We're all getting B5 now.
I was ready to go on your back,
We're all getting it so
flat, mate. My point is that we're going to make history right, Zach.
Yes! Do you know what, as well, see me, I'll come up the street today. Scotland flags everywhere. Do you think the players realise how much they affect people's lives?
I think so, mate. We social media.
That's what I'd go with Steve Clark, how much you affect everyone else's lives in Scotland.
Aye.
Just make for a better life for everyone, didn't it?
We said that
we'll be partying in the set in the quarterfinals till you're here.
Mate, it's Scotland go through. The whole place, but I'm seeing Uber drivers, they usually despise you, but the day heap in Loch Lomond, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what we said when Scotland first qualified, we want this country to be like you're proud to be Scottish, way. Like when you go to America and the flags are everywhere. We want to see that every single window, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that's what this is what Steve Clark, the team has done, mate. It's inspired this whole and to go that next step. Listen, it will not take it away if they don't, but if they do, it's just gonna make it.
Yeah. We'd be heroes forever, wouldn't
they? We will
be unreal, aye. You're remembered forever, aren't you? It's amazing, imagine 20 years' time now, you're walking through the streets and people coming up to you saying, what about back then when you qualified and that? That's the thing you're in football for.
Scotland doing quite well, or this open goal?
Open goals took care, innit? Took care. I'm doing England and it's...
Everyone's talking about
just,
it.
See the England game, right, the open goal thing, that was like that was one of those life experiences that you'll never forget, right? But I think The night's
going to be the same.
It's going to be...
Gary Hope!
He's
got a job on the trains.
Is he?
Aye.
Driving trains.
Drives
him in the top on. Bare chested driving the trains.
Let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Lane Kyle, I love you.
And she's going wild.
Right, we've got a tattoo of the qualified boys. Fancy it?
I've heard about that. What are you getting?
What tattoo? You up for it?
Whereabouts?
Arse.
Aye. I know.
You getting it now? Me and Andy are going to get it. Kev, fancy it?
I'm back to do tattoos.
Why not? Then?
Just my body's just no design for tattoos.
Just getting old hair.
You would need a machine gun to have tattoos.
I'm like that. I'm needing a dagger with a snake in it or something.
Right, on to Barry Bannon, because what a career he's having. 31, capped 27 times. Was going to maybe Scotland something you really enjoyed in it, because we Strachan loved him, didn't he?
You were unbelievable in Scotland.
He loved me. But he shouldn't have, but
he was one. Do you know what he was? He was one who had a bit of boys, always take the ball.
I love getting away with Scotland. We were struggling at the time as well, but a lot of people, like, I got asked the question a few times about were you scared to go. I used to love it because it broke up your club football.
Yeah.
And because I'm down there, you don't really see many Scottish people, do you know what I mean?
Scottish better than down there.
Way better. Yeah. So I used to love coming in, some funny boys in the squad, coming away, meeting them. And you kind of forgot about what was happening, if we were struggling or no. I just enjoyed coming away and playing for your country. It's the best thing ever.
Who are the funny boys? Sluddy.
Has he been on here?
Nah.
He's unbelievable.
He's scared to come on because of me, ain't he?
You'll batter him, probably.
What pranks and stuff like that?
Just sit here speaking now like normal and you wouldn't be able to take him seat. Like, I can't take him seat, and yeah. I'm close with him as well. But I don't know if he's been serious or fucking about in that. He's just...
I mean, you do that with managers and stuff like that as well, or just...
I remember when I went to Leeds on loan, I was a young boy in that, I went away with Leeds and he was there. So I went into the, it was a match day on Saturday.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
And I've walked into the changing room, I'm sitting there and that, and I've just looked up and I see Snoddy just, we're on our suits and he's just walking about starkers naked, like, going up to people and saying, aye, what about when I'm here, you need to be here and that. And I'm thinking, what's he doing? He's getting nothing on. And he's speaking to the manager and that, and the manager's looking like, what's going on here? And I'm saying to the boys, what's he doing? He's like, no, that's, he just does that, he just walks about starkers naked.
If I can remember right though, if I had what Snoddy's got, I would walk about naked as well.
Is it beautiful?
Aye. I had a soak out it one day in the changing room, swapping about.
See, Baz, is there anybody in the current squad you know that you've played with?
Quite a few. I was with KT, was breaking in. Andy Robertson.
How was KT when he first came into Scotland camp?
He was, you could tell there and then that he was going to, he had a bit about him. Like, he used to play the music and that, his first squad. Yeah. He was a DJ. Playing mad rave music and
that. Didn't he?
Just Bruni's love child, wasn't he? Like, jumping about with T-shirts on and that's Baltic at Mar Hall. So, but you could tell, and just in training, he didn't care. Like, he would just smash people.
I love shit.
And when when they pick him up, or say, so I remember Barry McKay.
When they pick anyone up, just get on with it.
Just, nearly put Barry McKay in the Clyde one day, man. It was
mental. <In the Clyde. laughs>
It's unbelievable, but just smashed him, and I was thinking that might be a bit of Celtic Rangers, so I was loving it.
But never I actually seen Barry McKay the other day. He was
what a player he was, by the way.
Mate, what about his bob he's got in his hair? That is actually like a wee woman for Postle,
that. But Barry McKay wanted to come on the show.
He wanted to come, he wanted to come to one of the shows.
He was a proper player.
Can you play him? He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Aye, he was fast as anything, wasn't he?
So tricky in that.
Ping a ball, you could ping a ball like 100 yards about 2 feet off the ground. He was unbelievable.
Good player, Barry McKay.
He was, but a mute.
What about Robertson? Is he the same when he first came in?
He's different to Katie, and he's a bit, it surprised me that he actually, the captaincy, because I didn't see that side of him, but obviously he's grew into it. We won in all the trophies with Liverpool and that, but he was a bit more, he was quite funny, Robbo, but quiet funny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But brilliant player. I used to play wide left, and he played behind me, and he was at the winger. I would come inside, and he would just fire on the outside of you, so it was perfect for me. But he was really good when I was at Scotland. He was one of the boys that you just thought he'll go further and further.
Yeah. That boy will go right to the top. But, did an under accent.
That boy will go right to the fucking top.
It was
decent,
wasn't
it?
Actually,
it
looks a wee bit like Harry Redknapp as well, doesn't it?
It does, aye.
Hey, what was the one the other day? Fucking Les Battersby. Les Battersby. Coming up for one of the shows and him and Charles that, Les, get back here.
Because you put your hair back, weren't it?
Honestly. Compton's just straight down. But I was wanting to ask back. I've obviously only been away 1 Euros with Scotland and the boys we felt.
What Euros was that?
Under-17s in
Turkey. Doesn't count.
It does. So just like when we were earlier, Baz, right? We felt a lot of pressure for the nation. Like,
did you?
Because we're on Eurosport.
All right.
So, and we didn't, the first 2 games we didn't score. So the, when the boys, we were going away, no speak to each other, really drained obviously with the amount of attention for the fans back came and felt we're letting people down. But do the boys in the squad, do they feel the pressure for the nation? Or do you try to keep yourself all together?
Well, it's social media and that nowadays, I think they know everything that's going on. You've seen the story with O'Donnell the other day when he was getting battered for Pilotry Post and then came back unbelievable against England, so they obviously know what's going on outside it as much as you try to avoid it and that they will feel the pressure, but you can use that to your advantage as well, and I think that's what hopefully they'll do tonight, because they can be heroes, you know what I mean, if they're 90 minutes away from turning all of that and in the I most
think this time, I think this occasion, because it's our first time in such a long time, I don't think there's any great expectations on the national squad, and there's been no negativity. Obviously, the negativity from the first game was truly justified because we were disappointed, but we didn't play that bad, and I think that's what kind of gave people a wee bit of hope that we probably could get a draw against England. And obviously, the performance we put on against England, you're disappointed not to have won the game. And now you're sitting here with an opportunity, and that's all we wanted as a nation. We just wanted an opportunity that we'd have a chance of qualifying for the next round. We have that. The results have now went away that, regardless of whether it's 1-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, as long as we win the game tonight, we're in that hat and we're there on Sunday.
See, with the winner, how important is football tonight?
Wow.
Talking about Steve Clark, his trainer's choice, but Inzaghi is. Somebody says he's bought Dior's as well now.
Has he, aye?
He's went, man, since England draw, he's went and bought a pair of Dior's as well, so.
No, I don't know if
he's really needing a pair of kickers or something, just for a bit of extra grip.
For a bit of extra grip on the side, aye. Baz Stratton, loved him.
He was brilliant for me.
Funny guy, isn't he?
Funny as anything, I can't really remember much stories. It was just because he was just rapid, somebody would say something, he'd just be quick witted and really funny, but he was brilliant for me because he gave me most of my caps, so I wasn't playing at club level, and I used to go away and train thinking I'm not going to play here, but just give him all in training, and then he would play me. His methods were, if you're doing it in training, you'll play no matter what happens, so I always knew that if I went and trained well, I had a chance of getting a cap, and that's all I wanted to do. So he was brilliant for me. He was picked me quite a lot, and he helped me as well, because I think he probably seen similarities in me to him, so I think that's where he had a soft spot for me. So,
what was his trainers with Sambas, wasn't it?
Was Sambas, aye.
Suiting Sambas, wasn't it?
Aye. What about Levine? How was he?
He gave me my debut.
He was soft and Sanders, wasn't he?
I'll be honest, I didn't like him.
Did you know about
that? No. I see that Scotland squad, I was one of the original ones that got called up. And we had hunters pull out, so maybe 15, 16 boys pulled out, and they kept bringing in everybody. And the original, maybe 10 guys that were in that squad, I was the only one that never got a game that night. And he says, oh, thanks very much for your time. And I'm thinking, I'm fucking 30, man. I could have been doing something else here tonight. It's a great honour to go out of your country, but he obviously clearly knew in his head that I wasn't going to be involved. At that time, I was scoring goals for Hearts, so it was as if, the media and how I was performing pick me, but maybe didn't really want to pick me, and I just thought, oh man, fucking what, give me 5 minutes or something, try and redeem myself for the first Faroe Islands disaster that I had.
Strange that he doesn't like him, but that text that he sent
to the jet.
They
got my phone, didn't they, because I lost the game, and they got to text anybody off my phone. They text Jim Jeffries and says, me, you, and Craig Levine go for a free ball.
I'm only talking about golf. How emotional this tournament's been, obviously with Scotland and stuff, but how amazing was last night Denmark going through for Eriksen?
Ah, brilliant,
innit? That was the best feeling in the world last night, wasn't it?
Even see the crowd and all the emotion, it was brilliant to watch, wasn't it?
That was brilliant. I think them as well, what they've went through to qualify, it's unbelievable. Because your teammates basically nearly died, and then to recover for that and qualify is unreal.
Yeah.
I seen he put an Instagram thing out as well after the game last night, Eriksen applauding them and that, and emojis and that. That'll pick him up as well. So
see, when you're standing by in the national anthem and comes on, is it an amazing feeling?
Unbelievable. I used to find myself singing songs and that, and then realising, what am I doing? I'm meant to be warming up here, but you would be singing it. Do you know, like the Caledonia and that comes on in the warm-up.
Like, gaze at him, come on, let's hear you sing it.
I always say the best part about playing with your country is when you're standing up as that one of 11 singing your national anthem. You're singing that to your nation, and I just think there's nothing better, you know what I mean? Because it makes you feel so proud, patriotic, and you want to go and do the best you can. Hopefully it never quite happens that way, but the guys tonight, this place when we get to sing the national anthem tonight,
up,
man.
Get up.
I was singing it, aye.
Up, Baz, come on.
Oh, flag of Scotland, when will we see your legs again? I fought and died for a wee bit hell and glen. and stood against him.
Against who?
The devil's army, and sent them homewards to think again.
Come on, boys!
Yes!
Oh, I can't wait, man.
But see, was there any time when you were at Scotland that you thought you were going to qualify? Don't know why I'm starting up asking that.
Well, that's a good question, actually.
Thanks very much.
Even on the sheet, well done, Paul.
I think my last cap was the closest we go. I think we had to get a result in Slovenia, maybe.
Was that that's right, happening, mate?
Did we not lose
2-1? We went
2-1.
I think we. I don't know if we went. No, we went.
That would have got us the playoff game.
I would have got to the playoffs. Aye. We went 1-0 down, but we actually played really well in the first half. And I thought that was. I think we went into that no actually really thinking
right. What
it would be like. Do you know what I mean? I think we just thought at that time because it was we were always like falling short. I think that was the mentality we had get into that game, and I think that's how we probably fell short. We went into it with the wrong mentality, thinking we're not going to do it, and eventually never. But I think that's the closest I've been. So,
I mean, we can't have him on either. 27 caps, you could do with one a day with that bun on his head playing golf today. But the transplant looks great, mate.
Is it a transplant?
Uh-huh. Mate, it looks brilliant, doesn't it?
Better than it was 2 years ago.
Because I interviewed you 2 years ago, and I thought he's struggling, but mate, that looks brilliant, doesn't it?
I would never have known, Simon.
There you
I
don't
actually know that. There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, if you came through with Spain, you would have played with him. Like that type of player, yeah?
No.
What, played Eddie Javi?
No. Definitely not.
I'm just going to get a player.
Brilliant. Right, your decision game. In fact, before we go, because we've got Baz on as well, I want to get your predictions now. Who's winning it? You've seen everyone now a couple of times. Who's winning? Who's winning the tournament, Baz? Barry Bannon?
I'm going to go Belgium now because of De Bruyne's back.
Wow.
What scares me is the defenders.
I know,
but
someone like Chadley played left wing back last night, not mate.
I just think that wasn't their strongest team last night, was it? I think they were just getting a few boys again. But I think going forward with Hazard and De Bruyne coming back to help Lukaku, I think they'll score more than the other teams, so I think they'll win it.
Mate, why did Man U let Lukaku go? Anyway,
mental.
Strange, yeah.
Shambles, Solskjaer. I'm going to stick to it. I think Scotland.
I think Belgium. I think what you say with De Bruyne. I just think it's not just De Bruyne.
Alderweireld, Denayer, and Vertonghen are back free.
But then we go. You can go to other teams. You go to Italy.
France are strong.
I know, but see Lukaku. See the size of him. He's causing problems, yeah. and he can back in and hold things up and let people come in, but he can also find the gaps like he did last night. See that touch last night and finish.
Unreal.
That was incredible because that ball for De Bruyne has zinged in there, and that touch has allowed him to get away. Even the one that he's come on and let it roll across his body. I don't care what you see. Seeing you've got somebody like him that can do the back to goal, but also in the gaps. That's very, very hard to defend against.
Sherman is brilliant, 30 De Bruyne.
Mate,
what a player, man.
Unbelievable.
Do you play against him when you're doing, you play against him, Baz?
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
A couple of times, he's unreal. He's unreal, he's got everything. He's like, do you know, like, when you've got a low centre of gap, like, if you're small and that, you're quite nippy.
Yeah.
But he had that being
6'2".
The size he is.
And he's crazy. As well, man.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Is he the best you've played against?
Probably one of them. Well, Silvers and but they're different players, isn't they? So
what about Cante? Play against him, Baz, now?
No, I don't want him either.
No, fuck that.
Harash, isn't he?
He is.
He's second.
Said it before, he nicks more balls than an electric razor.
Oh, one of the best tweets in history. Yeah.
But you actually mean to nick it, didn't you? Which is strange.
I love it. Uh-huh. Just go that extra wee step.
France are winning it, Paul, aren't they?
I think
from front to back.
I think everybody was saying France until I was through the Hungary. Do you know what I mean?
That's
not interesting. They just want to keep the group closer. But France, I think when you look at all the squad, overall, they're just, mate, they've got everything, haven't they?
Yeah.
But that wee bit off-site, or off-the-park, though, aren't they? Benzema and, is it? No, Mbappé and
Giroud.
See, if that's the case, mate, you're just saying
to Giroud, you're going up the road.
Please get away, mate, you're not playing, are you?
No.
Leave it.
Italy's been
very, very good, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to play everyone out from the back, and they're trusting everybody in really tight positions. But a good pressing team,
you've said it,
that's going to, but then, what we don't know is, can they do the other side of football? Can they mix it up a bit? So until that happens, we'll see. But
a good manager, though.
One, aye. Yeah. Once
he is gorgeous, isn't he? What would you do if you had 5 minutes with him?
Did you see him last day? He had the hair all slipped back and the suit and jacket just hanging over the shoulder. Mate, the Italians are proper suave.
By the way, we need to ask, because I just remembered, it's Josh Windass, your mate. He says on here that he knew Billy Gilmore was going to play for Barcelona at 15. Andy Halliday's called it as bullshit. But he's some boy. He came on. Bass and his missus went on holiday, and he came.
I was babysitting him. He came himself on holiday to Portugal, and he was with me and my missus in the rain every single day.
But what happened when you got engaged?
So I've got engaged in Portugal, and I've sat down and I've looked out at Josh. He's sitting at the table, tears coming out his eyes. He was greeting. I says, "What you do?" He said, "I just got emotional."
That's him. He's done the open goal.
Mate, I love Josh.
Mate, he's brilliant. Good guy.
Mate, he's such
he just
a nice
messages
guy,
you constantly. I must just say, he's just doing fuck all, no, all day, man.
Very likable guy.
He's a lovely boy. Yeah. He's Tim Germany. What are you going to say, mate? Sorry.
Don't listen to any of his shouts. Some of his shouts are incredible. He was saying, who was it last season in the bus? He wasn't having him. Mason Mount's one that he said he wasn't having.
Wow.
But he knows the assistant now, so he's changed his mind because he speaks to Anthony Barry a lot. There was some other outrageous one. I think it was a striker that was unbelievable, and the boys are like, "Nah, you need to go," because some of his shouts, he doesn't think anybody's good, really.
No, but he thinks he's brilliant.
Aye.
Uh-huh. He is a good player, isn't he?
He is very good, aye. Yeah. He's better than I thought he was as well.
And what is he good about? Just powerful, strong?
He's got everything. Like, powerful, strong, good finisher, good technique. So I was surprised with how good he was, because he never really... I've got a few of my cousins and that are Rangers fans, and they weren't any massive fans of him, but I've said that I think he's a top player. I think he could easily play in the Prem down there.
His you attributes. Could he play in the English Prem?
I think he could, aye. Oh, he's rapid, good runner.
We'll try and cut that out, because he'll be fucking texting
me. He'll retweet that.
He'll be sending that clip to like Man United, the Man United manager. Because he called Germany to win the tournament, because they beat Portugal. He was on to their producer asking for the clip, saying that Germany are going to win it. One game.
And then sending it to you,
aren't they? And sending it to me with loads of Germany flag emojis.
That'll go viral if they won it, so I hope the Germans don't win it.
I hope they get beaten. I hope they get put in the first round. Your decision game, this guy is scalping O'Hara, man.
It's no problem. It'll be the first time, Paul.
Yeah. Embarrassing,
man. Anyone that watches Open Goal, you need to go and watch the wee kind of interview we done with him yesterday. It was good, wasn't it? It's on the Grosvenor Sport Twitter page.
Mate, it was unbelievable. Actually, mate, and people don't like, but he is a great guy.
We got on wrong, didn't we?
He is. He's like, mate, he is a good guy. Like, he says all the stuff about Scotland, but he actually, yesterday about Southgate, he was like, how can he manage England when he's only managed Middlesbrough?
No, mate, he got sacked from Middlesbrough. That's how he said it, didn't
That's
it?
A good impersonation, Simon.
I say, Scotland! He loves that. He was singing Boogie yesterday, wasn't he, on the video?
He loves it. By the way, we ain't we've actually turned him, haven't we?
He wants to be Scottish, yeah.
So you see if we could get him up for a live show and the fans would just hound him, wouldn't they? He'd be brilliant.
Just chuck cups of piss at him.
Come out with the long...
He would love that, though, I think.
It doesn't bother me.
I think he'd love that.
Yes, he's decent.
He got battered.
Funny. Right, your decision, only a few hours left to join round six. I don't know why I'm doing this when it's your part of the show. I feel like you need to get... Why don't you try and look down the camera and explain? I'll go the first bit. Round six before the Scotland-England game tonight. It's not Scotland and England, it's Scotland-Croatia. I don't know who's wrote this. It's a 5k prize up for grabs this time round. Go on, Paul, take it.
You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for your chance to win big money.
Take your glasses off so the nation can see.
Look too cool. It's a simple yes or no game, and a cash prize will be won in each round, Simon. As well as an overall leader... board prize of
£10,000.
Beautiful.
Nothing to Bannon, 10 grand. Nothing to Bannon, he pisses 10k.
It's not new, is it? Not a problem for you, Barry.
That goes in the bank every week.
Every little help.
Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
What? Gsport.
Oh, sorry. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to.
Yes, play. Sir.
I can bring it. Para ir a certain song, I can boogie, boogie, boogie.